Mr. Ramsey was out front to greet them. "It's still there," he said, as if even now he didn't believe it himself. Grandma was reaching into her handbag for her extra big bottle of SPF 50 sunblock.
"Get on over here, girl," she told Keisha.
"As soon as we catch the alligator, you can put the lotion on." Keisha ducked out of the way and followed Razzie, her dad, and Mr. Ramsey into the pool office.
"Don't think you can escape me."
Grandma waved the bottle over her head.
"I'm gonna be standing at the entrance. When you step out into the sun, you're mine."
"The rest of us can get a look at it from in here." Mr. Ramsey pointed to the plate glass window that looked out onto the pool. Keisha stared hard at the fiberglass alligator that stood at the very edge of the pool where the little kids played. It was so shallow, you could walk right in after you got hit with the water that spouted from his snout. There did seem to be something below it, not a very big something as far as a full-grown alligator was concerned. "Here," Mr. Ramsey handed the binoculars to Daddy. "Have at it." Daddy looked through the glasses. "Yep, that's your standard-issue reptile." He passed the glasses to Keisha. "Can't tell you for 100% positive sure it's an alligator until I get out there. Maybe a big lizard. Maybe a Komodo dragon." Keisha looked through the binoculars. It sure looked like something alive and scaly, but the legs of the big play alligator made it hard to see. Daddy started back to the truck to get his gear. Keisha didn't bother asking if she could go onto the pool deck with him. Daddy had told her many times that until she was an adult, he wouldn't allow her on any dangerous rescue missions. That meant 18, which also happened to be the age to get a tattoo, if she wanted one of those, or to pierce anything besides her earlobes. "Can I at least go look at it from outside the pool fence?" she called after him.
"Me too, me too!"
Razzie was hopping on one foot. The other was curled around his knee. Daddy turned around. "Bathroom first," he and Keisha said at the same time. As Keisha took Razzie's hand and began pulling him toward the locker rooms, she called back to her dad.
"If you wait a minute, I have a couple ideas."
"Let me get suited up first."
Keisha headed toward the women's locker room, but Razzie pulled back.
"Mommy said when I was 5, I could do it myself."
"Razzie, please." Keisha just wanted to get back to the action. But as hard as she pulled, Razzie resisted. He was getting strong.
"Fine, but don't take forever, and wash your hands."
Razzie disappeared through the doorway of the men's locker room. After a minute, Keisha called through the tiled entryway.
"No breathing on the mirror and writing your name. No unrolling the toilet paper."
After 3 minutes, she knew something had caught her brother's attention.
"What are you doing in there? I'm counting to 10 and then I'm coming in."
Keisha counted to herself so she could skip a few numbers. As soon as she took one step inside, she bumped into Justin, the head lifeguard. He didn't see Keisha because he was patting his face with a towel.
"Hey, Keisha, I was shaving. Mr. Ramsey doesn't like it when we look scruffy. You can go on in. There's nobody in there but Razzie, and he's looking into one of the toilet bowls."
Keisha curled up her toes with her pretty painted nails to keep her flip-flops tight. She had never been in the men's locker room before, but she had to get her brother. He was on his hands and knees in one of the bathroom stalls, looking into the toilet bowl. Just as Keisha reached him, he leaned forward and flushed, watching the flow of the water with great concentration. Keisha grabbed his arm.
"Come on, Razzie. We've got an alligator to catch."
"I was just thinking," Razzie said, "about how he got here. Wouldn't he get drowned if he was flushed down the toilet and then swishy-swashed through all the pipes and then emptied into the pool?"
Keisha sighed. You never knew where Razzie's imagination would take him. She had to be careful not to rush her brother. If she did, he would lock his arms around the toilet bowl and hold on for dear life. From experience, Keisha knew that when he tried to get Razzie to do what she wanted him to do, he almost always fought back. It went faster when Razzie thought it was his idea.